Hello, and thank you for listening along to the Project 119 Bible Reading Plan podcast. I'm Mary. It's my pleasure to read with you. If you're new to this podcast, we read through scripture together, believing that Jesus will meet us as we learn about him in the scriptures and as we invite him into our lives and we ask him to make us into his likeness here on earth. Today's scripture is Matthew chapter 5. What a challenging passage, the Sermon on the Mount. Anytime I read this passage, I am a little discouraged, thinking, man, I've got a long way to go. Let us not think that way today. Instead, Lord, help us to see how you are at work in us. As Jen Wilkin would say, as we're becoming more and more like Jesus, that we are quicker to repent and slower to repeat the sins that we see in our lives. And so, Lord, we ask on this day that you would help us, that you would strengthen us, and that you would most of all give us joy in serving you. Matthew chapter 5. Now when Jesus saw the crowds, he went up on the mountainside and sat down. His disciples came to him, and he began to teach them. He said, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people insult you, persecute you, and falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me. Rejoice and be glad, because great is your reward in heaven. For in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you. You are the salt of the earth, but if the salt loses its saltiness, how can it be made salty again? It is no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled underfoot. You are the light of the world. A town built on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on a stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have not come to abolish them, but to fulfill them. For truly I tell you, until heaven and earth disappear, not the smallest letter, not the least stroke of a pen, will by any means disappear from the law until everything is accomplished. Therefore, anyone who sets aside one of the least of these commands and teaches others accordingly will be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever practices and teaches these commands will be called great in the kingdom of heaven. For I tell you that unless your righteousness surpasses that of the Pharisees and the teachers of the law, you will certainly not enter the kingdom of heaven. You have heard that it was said to the people long ago, you shall not murder, and anyone who murders will be subject to judgment. But I tell you that anyone who is angry with a brother or sister will be subject to judgment. Again, anyone who says to a brother or sister, Raca, is answerable to the court. And anyone who says, you fool, will be in danger of the fire of hell. Therefore, if you are offering your gift at the altar and there remember that your brother or sister has something against you, leave your gift there in front of the altar. First, go and be reconciled with them. Then come and offer your gift. Settle matters quickly with your adversary who is taking you to court. Do it while you're still together on the way, or your adversary may hand you over to the judge, and the judge may hand you over to the officer, and you may be thrown into prison. Truly, I tell you, you will not get out until you have paid the last penny. You have heard that it was said, you shall not commit adultery. But I tell you that anyone who looks at a woman lustfully has already committed adultery with her in his heart. If your right eye causes you to stumble, gouge it out and throw it away. It is better for you to lose one part of your body than for the whole body to be thrown into hell. And if your right hand causes you to stumble, cut it off and throw it away. It is better for you to lose one part of your body than for your whole body to go to hell. It has been said, anyone who divorces his wife must give her a certificate of divorce. But I tell you that anyone who divorces his wife, except for sexual immorality, makes her a victim of adultery. And anyone who marries a divorced woman commits adultery. Again, you have heard that it is said to the people long ago, do not break your oath, but fulfill to the Lord the vows you have made. But I tell you, do not swear an oath at all, either by heaven, for it is God's throne, or by the earth, for it is his footstool, or by Jerusalem, for it is the city of the great king. And do not swear by your head, for you cannot make even one hair white or black. All you need to say is simply yes or no. Anything beyond this comes from the evil one. You have heard that it is said, eye for eye and tooth for tooth. But I tell you, do not resist the evil person. If anyone slaps you on the right cheek, turn to them the other cheek also. And if anyone wants to sue you and take your shirt, hand over your coat as well. If anyone forces you to go 1 mile, go with them 2 miles. Give to the one who asks you and do not turn away from the one who wants to borrow from you. You have heard that it was said, love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I tell you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, that you may be children of your Father in heaven. He causes the sun to rise on the evil and the good, and sends rain on the righteous and the unrighteous. If you love those who love you, what reward will you get? Are not even the tax collectors doing that? And if you greet only your own people, what are you doing more than others? Do not even pagans do that? Be perfect, therefore, as your heavenly Father is perfect. Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. Let's go back to the Beatitudes. I think these are blessings, reminders that we are happy and fortunate and desirable if we know that we have rebelled against the Lord and we are heartbroken by our sin. That's blessed are the poor in spirit. Also, verse 4, blessed are those who mourn, those who are aware of their bankruptcy, the ways that they have transgressed the law of the Lord, because God comforts us in that. He tells us he takes our sin as far as east is from west. Blessed are the meek. Those are the ones who know that God is in control and that it's not us who are in control. And then the next few blesseds are reminders of the outworkings of the life devoted to God. We are a people who are righteous and empathetic and try to take every thought captive to Christ. And we refuse to sow seeds of disunity. This is a high calling to which we are called. And as Galatians reminded us, we are saved through Jesus's righteousness. But he calls us to the life of blessing, the abundant life of Christ our Lord. Will you pray with me? Father God, we just want to go back through the Beatitudes and pray them, asking you to help us. Help us to be poor in spirit, knowing, Lord, our bankruptcy. Thank you, Lord, that we can have our righteousness in Christ. And ours is the kingdom because of that. Help us to be meek, Lord, remembering that you're in control. We want to be in control, Lord, but we say, not our will, Lord, but yours. Help us, Lord, to be those who hunger and thirst to do the right thing. Help us to be merciful and empathetic and pure in heart, taking every thought captive, not allowing the evil one to sow seeds of disunity or sarcasm. Help us not to make fun of other people. Finally, Lord, help us who are persecuted because of the faith. And in that regard, we pray for our brothers and sisters around the world who are suffering today for the cause of Christ. And those who have gone before us, Lord, we thank you for their lives. Those who were even burned at the stake in order to preserve for us this Bible which we read today. Lord, would you watch over my brothers and sisters today, strengthen them, and if they are discouraged or sorrowful, raise them up. Remind them of the great hope and joy and peace that can be found only in you, our hope eternal. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.